Lesson 36, Section 1, A, Making a Reservation.
Robert Gordon is phoning to book a hotel room in Paris.
Allô?
Is that the Saint-Martin Hotel?
Oui, yes it is. Can I help you?
Have you got a double room for the night of the 23rd of July?
One moment, please. I'll just have a look. Yes, we have got a double room on that date.
Has it got a double bed or two singles?
Two singles, monsieur.
And is that with or without bath?
It's a room with shower and toilet, monsieur.
Yeah, that sounds fine. Is there a TV?
Could you repeat that, please?
Is there a colour television in the room?
Yes, but of course. And a video, if you choose.
How much will it be for one night?
About 400 francs.
And what does that include?
It includes morning newspaper, continental breakfast and service.
What's the nearest metro?
Opera, monsieur. It's only 5 minutes from here.
And is there an extra charge for children?
If the child is under 16 and we put an extra bed in your room, the charge is 75 francs. Do you want the room?
Yes, for one night, the 23rd of July.
Oui, monsieur. May I have your name, please?
Actually, it's for my wife and two daughters, Mrs. Jean Gordon, Linda and Maggie.
Yes, monsieur. So you need an extra bed. And what time will they be arriving on July 23rd?
B. That.
Now you've been a veterinary doctor for some 30 years. What was it that made you become a vet in the first place?
Well, I studied as an ordinary doctor in the beginning, but I slowly realized that I like animals very much. I almost prefer animals to people. So I took an extra course in animal medicine. It's as simple as that, really.
And you still enjoy working with animals?
Oh, yes, very much so. In fact, more than ever now. I've got to know animals much better, you see, and I get on better with them in every way. Their owners sometimes get on my nerves, though.
Why is that?
Well, some people know very little about animals and keep them in the wrong conditions.
What sort of conditions?
Oh, you know. Some people buy a large dog and then try to keep it in a small flat. They don't take it out enough to give it proper exercise. Other people have a cat and try to keep it in the house all day. But a cat needs to get out and be free to come and go as it pleases. A lot of people don't feed their animals properly. It's very common to give pets too much food, which is very bad for them, especially if they're not getting enough exercise, or not to feed them regularly, which is equally bad. An animal is a responsibility, which is something many people don't seem to realize.
You mean people keep pets for the wrong reason?
Yes, some people want a pet because they're lonely, or simply for decoration, or just to show how rich they are.
And just how do you deal with these people?
Well, I try to tell them what the animal needs, what is the right sort of food, the proper exercise. I try to teach them that animals are not toys, and if they're to be healthy, they have to be happy.
Yes, I suppose you're right. In your 30 years as a vet, you must have come across some interesting cases.
Oh, yes, there are lots of interesting cases. I was once called to a lioness who was giving birth and having difficulty. Now that was really interesting.
Section 2. A. Monologue.
Well now, ladies and gentlemen, that was our last item, and all that remains for me to do is to thank our performers sincerely on behalf of us all for the pleasure they have given us this evening. And, of course, I must express thanks to those who worked behind the scenes, and especially our producer. But most of all, I want to say thank you to all of you for coming here this evening and supporting this event, especially in such weather. I think perhaps I should take this opportunity to renew my sincere apologies to those sitting in the back rows. We've made temporary repairs to the roof, but unfortunately the rain tonight was unexpectedly heavy, and we're grateful to you for your understanding and cheerful good humor. I may say that we had hoped that temporary repairs would suffice, but we were recently informed by our surveyor that the whole roof will have to be replaced, which is, of course, a severe blow when you think it's only 5 years since we replaced the roof of the church itself. And so we shall be having another concert soon, I hope.